Take a cab.
We are at the third stop of our green tour. We're broadcasting live on Solar Power. Special thanks to the Solar Store for being out here with us this morning. There's a free breakfast going on. Keep replenishing that because we keep getting more and more folks joining us. The live Studio C with Collective Soul on Solar Power is coming up here for you just about 8:15, so cannot wait for that to start.
And the big tour bus is out back, and I think they're listening to the radio station, so I think they want to know how many people are in here. Who's here to see Collective Soul? Can we get a little applause? Oh, okay, yeah. Now they're getting ready.
Now can we get a big applause because Dawn's here for Movie Night Traffic Lights?
Good morning, everybody.
That's
awesome. Thanks, Jenny.
We'll give you the bell, too, Dawn.
I love it.
So Dawn is here to talk about some new movies. Maybe you want to head to the theaters this weekend. It's a big movie weekend, isn't it?
It is. There are a ton opening this weekend. I'm going to tell you about three of them, and they're all R-rated, but we're going to start with 30 Days of Night.
Don't you want to talk about how you don't like Michael Clayton first? Again?
Do we have to argue about that again, Blake?
Fine.
I didn't hate it. It just wasn't the best movie ever, Blake.
Academy Award nomination.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see. Okay, 30 Days of Night stars Josh Hartnett and Melissa George, and they're getting a divorce, but that's going to have to wait because a little tiny town that they're in Alaska, which is in the middle of nowhere, goes dark for 30 days once a year, and the sun doesn't come up. And then there's...
And then we know what happens. 9 months later, there are a lot of kids.
Hey, stop.
They're not going to have time for that because this time...
It's scary me.
I know. There's a gang or a group or a flock or whatever you call them of vampires that are going to come to town and feed and brutally...
Gaggle of vampires.
I don't really know what you call them, but anyway, that's what they're doing, and everyone has to figure out a way to stay alive until the sun comes up again. Well, here is a clip.
That could have
been.
Again, 9 months later, there are a lot of kids.
Mike has a one-track mind this morning.
Stop.
But that really could have been any scene in the movie because it's all screaming, it's lots of blood, and lots of lobbing off of heads.
Ew.
Yeah, and you know, I wasn't really to go to this movie because I wasn't really into being scared. And it turns out that was no problem at all because it wasn't scary at all. It was just completely ridiculous. In fact, the very first time that the vampire guys made an appearance on the screen, I actually laughed because it looked like they were kind of overdressed in Halloween costumes instead of being really cool vampire guys. And I really think the only reason they set this movie in Alaska, red blood shows up really, really well on white snow.
You're probably right about that.
You must have an endless supply of the Haterade.
Oh, stop.
Drink, mix up a nice shake.
I'm not into scary movies, so
I'm right there
with you.
This one really isn't scary, it's just ridiculous. Okay. And it is all screaming and it's all bloody, and all the townspeople do stupid things like turn on the lights in the dark while the vampires are never going to notice that and figure out where they are. But I did learn something, though, which is always good from a movie. I think being a vampire is a pretty bad job to have. I mean, besides being really messy, they clearly do not have a good dental plan. These guys are really messed up in the movie. So if you're looking for a scary movie, save your money for next week for Saw 4. So under Movie Night Traffic Light, I am going to rate 30 Days a Night. This one is a red.
Okay. So what else are we talking about this morning?
Okay, the next one is Rendition, and this has some really big names, and it's Reese Witherspoon, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Meryl Streep. And Reese's husband is on his way back from Africa on a business trip, and he happens to be Greek. And some U.S. official was just killed in a suicide bombing over there, so the U.S. officials think for some reason he must know what was going on with the bombing. So they detain him and then actually ship him off to the Middle East, where they're a little less squeamish about torture. Yeah, and Reese doesn't have any idea what's going on, so she asks one of her friends that works for a senator to get involved. And here's a clip of him confronting Meryl Streep, who is the one that authorized all of this.
What if the press were to get hold of this? They might say that a dedicated family man, an NYU graduate, has been detained without any charges, without access to a lawyer, just squirreled away to God knows where.
Before you launch into your big speech, why don't you ask your boss how badly he really does want to stick his neck out for a terrorist?
Well, he might, for due process. Maybe I should have a copy of the Constitution sent to your office.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah, she plays that part. And Jake Gyllenhaal, he's the U.S. agent that's assigned to observe the torturing. And that's really what the movie is. It's torturing, a few moments of some moral dilemmas and a little look into life in the Middle East, but that's it. But, you know, I don't know about you guys, but a movie about torture, I'm just not interested.
I'm into it.
Well, it's interesting because I saw that Ebert had given it like a perfect, like said that it was a perfect film.
Well, you know, I don't think it is because...
Ebert is no... Don Underwood, I'll tell you that much.
That's right. And I got to tell you, too, and I did not buy the torture techniques at all in this movie. Now, I, like a whole ton of people, saw the movie True Lies starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I know if you want a guy to tell the truth, all you have to do is inject him with truth juice and he gives up the beans, you know?
Absolutely.
So, you know, I didn't buy it at all. And, you know, the way they told the story turns out to be very frustrating. You're sitting there watching the movie, you think you know what's going on, until they let the audience know you had no idea what was going on at any point in the movie. And it's really confusing and frustrating. In fact, I saw this movie about a month ago.
You seem a little angry right now.
I know. It's a month since I've seen this movie, and I know it still doesn't make any sense. I've been thinking about it for a month.
Clearly.
And really, the movie is one big political statement. And I got to tell you, I think there's plenty of political statements headed our way in the near future. Yeah. So we don't really need this movie. So under Movie Night Traffic Light, Rendition is also a red.
Wow, Dawn. I hope you liked this last movie.
Okay. I just think the bulb is burnt out on the green light.
Yeah, that's what's going on. What's going on? So one last movie we're going to talk about.
The last movie is Gone, Baby, Gone. And this is based on the book Gone, Baby, Gone. And it's Ben Affleck's directorial debut and stars his brother, Casey Affleck, and he is a private investigator that's just been hired by a lower class family whose daughter has just been kidnapped. And his partner and girlfriend is Michelle Monaghan, and two of the cops are played by Ed Harris and Morgan Freeman, which is really cool. And here's a clip of Morgan telling everybody why he's dedicated his life to saving children.
Do you have any children, Mr. Nero?
No, sir.
My only child was murdered. She was 12. You hear about it? What you probably didn't hear, and what I hope you never have to deal with, Mr. Nero, is what that feels like, what I have to deal with. Knowing that my little girl likely died crying out for me to come and save her. And I never did.
Wow.
Yeah. I love Morgan Freeman.
I love Morgan Freeman as well, but we haven't talked about anything uplifting yet this morning.
I know, and the acting is all very strong in this movie, except for maybe Michelle Monaghan. Her part's kind of blah. They didn't give her really a big part. But Casey Affleck did a really great job. He plays a really good neighborhood guy that can really relate to the locals. And Morgan Freeman, he plays God. Of course he's going to play a cop really well. And, you know, the problem is, though, it's an emotional journey, though, to try to save this girl before it's too late. And they really kind of try to force you to figure out what saving a child really means. But that's also the big problem about the movie, because they don't take sides. They show you both sides of a moral dilemma that they're having, which I really can't tell you because it kind of gives away the movie, but they don't take a side. They just kind of leave it open, which is really frustrating. I like a movie that I can totally agree with or I can disagree with and get really passionate about, but they just stay middle of the road on this one, which is really, really frustrating. And so if you're frustrated at the end, you're also going to be very disturbed, because this movie is very much about the plight of children in really big trouble, and it's really disturbing. The acting is strong, but the story is just very depressing.
You should try drinking before going into this movie.
Like you're full of good advice to
lighten up the experience a little bit more.
Take a hip flask in there, would you please?
Well, what do you think? What do you think about Gone, Baby,
Gone? Yeah, so on our Movie Night Traffic Light, Gone, Baby, Gone is a yellow, so it's not a red, but this one is a yellow. It's not. It's just too disturbing to be a great movie.
Well, and Dawn's a movie critic, that's what she's there for, to go out and give her opinion and critique the movie. So.
And you don't want you to waste your money on movies you shouldn't go see, right?
That's true. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. What's coming up next week?
Well, next week there's one called The Darjeeling Limited, which is Owen Williams' new movie, and Dan in Real Life with Steve Carell.
Oh, two kind of fun. Okay, I'm very excited about those two.
Thanks, Dawn.
Thank you,
guys. See you next Friday.
All right, sounds good.
Coming up, we're just about 15, 20 minutes away from a live Studio C with Collective Soul. That's here at North in just a few minutes. Back in a moment.